Shlishi. Hayom hazeh, on this day, Hashem alekecho mitzavecho, Hashem your God is commanding you, la'asois to do, es hachukim o'ela, these chukim, ves hamishpotim, and the mishpotim, v'shomarto, and you shall observe, v'osiso oisam, and perform them, v'chol levavecho, v'chol nafshecho, with your whole heart, and your whole soul. And when the pasuk over here says, Hayom hazeh, Hashem alekecho mitzavecho, today, on this day, Hashem is commanding you these mitzvahs, it cannot mean that Hashem commanded them the mitzvahs on this day, because the mitzvahs were commanded 40 years earlier in the first year in the Midbar by Har Sinai. What the pasuk means, Hayom Azeh, on this day Hashem is commanding you the mitzvahs, is that the mitzvahs should be fresh to you as if it was given on this day. You should do the mitzvahs with the same enthusiasm as if the mitzvahs were just given to you on this day. Es Hashem he'emarto hayoim, Hashem, you have separated and distinguished today, liyos l'chol elokim, to be your God, v'lo leches bidrochov, and to go in his ways, v'lishmar chukov, and to watch his chukim, which are mitzvahs that we do not understand, u'mitzvahsav, and to watch his mitzvahs, which are mitzvahs that we do understand, they are logical, u'mishpotov, and to watch his mishpatim, which are the laws that are given over to the judges, to enable them to judge between one man and another, v'lishmaya b'koiloi, and to listen to the voice of Hashem. V'Hashem he'mircho hayoim, and Hashem has separated you and distinguished you, liyos loy la'am segula, to be to him for a treasured nation, kasher dibaloch, just like he has already said to you in Parshas Yisroi, where over there he said, v'yisem li segula, and Klal Yisroel will be to me as a treasured nation, v'lishmar es kol mitzvosav, and to watch all his mitzvos. Ulesitzecha elyon, and to place you high, to make you supreme, al kol hagoyim, over all the nations asher oso that he made, lesehila ulesheim ulesiferes, for a praise, for a name, and for glory. You will be praised, and you will be a name, and glorified among the nations, when they see that Hashem is so close to you, and whenever you call out to him, you are answered. V'lihiyoscha am kodosh l'Hashem alekecho, and in order that you will be holy to Hashem your God, ka'asher diber, like he has spoken to you, like the pasuk says in Parshas Kedoshim, v'yisem li kedoshim, and you, Klal Yisrael, will be holy to me. Zokt Rashi, pasuk tezayin, hayom hazeh Hashem alekecho mitzavecho, on this day Hashem your God is commanding you, and obviously the pasuk cannot be saying that Hashem is commanding you the mitzvahs today, the mitzvahs were given 40 years earlier at Har Sinai. Zok Rashi, b'chol yom yeh beinecho chadoshim. The pasuk means to tell you that every day the mitzvahs shall be new to you, ki'ilu boi b'yom nitzdavesa alehem, as if it was on this day that you were commanded these mitzvahs. Your outlook toward the mitzvahs should be as if the mitzvahs were given on this day, the mitzvahs shall be fresh to you, and you shall do it with the same enthusiasm as if it was given on this day. And Rashi makes a similar point to this Rashi, in Parshas Yisroi, Perik Yutes, Pasuk Aleph, in Parshas Voeschanon, Perik Vav, Pasuk Vav, and also in Parshas Ekev, Perik Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Zokt Rashi, v'shomarto ve'osiso oisam, and you shall observe and do the mitzvahs. And Rashi is bothered that really the Pasuk could have left out these words. And the Pasuk could have said, Hayom hazeh, on this day, Hashem alekecho mitzavecho, Hashem your God is commanding you, la'asois es hachukim o'eleh ves hamishpotim, to do the chukim and the mishpotim, b'chol levavecho v'chol nafshecho, with your whole heart and your whole soul. Why does the pasuk have to say, v'shomarto v'osiso oisam, you shall observe them and perform them? Zakrashi, baskol mevarchosoi, a baskol is benching him, havesa bikurim hayoim, if you bring bikurim today, tishne l'shono habo, you will repeat it in the next year also. You will live another year and you will be able to repeat the mitzvah of Bikurim. And Maskal David says that Bikurim is lav dafka, Bikurim is just an example, and really any mitzvah that you do, a baskoil blesses you and says that if you do this mitzvah now, you will be zeicha to do it again next year. And that's why the pasuk says, v'shomarto ve'osisa oisam, v'shomarto, if you keep the mitzvah this year, then ve'osisa oisam, you will be zeicha to do it again next year. Zakrashi he'emarto ve'emircho, there is no other word in the Torah that is similar to these words that would be able to explain to us what the words he'emarta and he'emircha mean. However, v'linira, Rashi says that it appears to me shehu lashon afrosha v'havdolo, that it is an expression of separating. Hivdaltev l'cha, you have separated Hashem for you me'elhei hanechor, from the other gods, liyos l'cha l'elikim, that Hashem should be your God. V'hu hifrishcha elav, and he has separated you to him, me'ami ha'oretz, from all the nations of the world, liyos loy la'am segula, to be to him for a treasured nation. So according to Rashi's pshat, the word he'emarta and he'emircha means to separate. Davar acher, another pshat, u'matzasi lohem aid, I did find a word similar to these words, v'hu lashon teferes, and it is an expression of glory. K'moy, just like the pasuk says in Tehillim, yis'amru kol payali oven, all the sinners pride themselves. So the word yis'amru means to pride yourself and to glorify. So too over here, he'emarta and he'emircha means a lashon of glorifying. Es Hashem he'emarta hayoim, you have glorified Hashem today. And when it says in Pasuk Yud Ches, v'Hashem he'emircha hayoim, it means Hashem has glorified you. And in Sefer Yosef Das, he takes out this davar acher in Rashi, because he says that it is not Rashi who wrote this, but rather a Talmud of Rashi, and somehow it got incorporated into the words of Rashi. And the Pasuk says that you will be a treasured nation, kasher dibaloch, like Hashem has already said to you. Where did Hashem say that you will be a treasured nation? Rashi tells us it is in Parshas Yisrael, where the Pasuk says, v'yisem li segula, you will be treasured to me. V'lihiyoscho am kadosh, and you will also be a holy nation, kasher diber, like Hashem has already said to you. Where did Hashem say that you will be a holy nation? Like the Pasuk says in Parashas Kedoshim, v'yisem li kedoshim, and you will be holy to me.